We have 28 degrees outside our studios at Friends Plaza in Urbana at 8:50. Time now for the pre-opening market report on WYLL with Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jim, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. OPEC oil ministers today signaled that they have agreed to stick to present output targets. The 12-nation cartel is pushing out more than 31 million barrels a day, over 1 million barrels more than the ceiling it had previously agreed upon. That output is the highest in 4 years. The average cost of the group's oil basket, a mix of grades produced by OPEC countries, has been above $100 a barrel for the last 2 years, and that's a first in OPEC history. The Buenos Aires Exchange today says that so far, farmers in Argentina have ceded 54% of the 19.7 million hectares expected to go to soybeans this season. That's down about 15 percentage points from a year ago. 55% of the 3.4 million hectares expected to go to corn this season have been planted. Rains have delayed planting of corn and soybeans in Argentina. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, 13,286, is up almost 38 points. The NASDAQ, 3,030, is up 7 3/4. And the S&P 500 is 1,432. It's up 4 1/2 points.
This stock and commodity report on Illinois Public Media is made possible with support from Bates Commodities in Normal, providing clients with the latest market information based on research by ADM Investor Services and other independent sources. Bates Commodities can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at batescom.net.
Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Drew Leonard.
Dry weather will occur across the Midwest over the next couple of days, with our next opportunity for precipitation to develop across the western portions of the region beginning on the Friday late in the day and continuing Saturday as it moves across the Mississippi Basin. The storm system is expected to produce anywhere from a couple tenths of an inch of moisture upwards to maybe 5 or 6 tenths of an inch, with some locally greater amounts expected in a part of the region, probably from areas from northeastern Missouri and southeastern Iowa across northern Illinois will likely be one of the pockets of greater precipitation possibly with that event. I don't think that we're necessarily going to see widespread general soakings, but certainly the precipitation will be welcome. A little temporary boost in topsoil moisture will likely take place. We may see maybe a little response in the river systems as well, with maybe a slight rise expected, but don't look for a major change to barge restrictions on the middle Mississippi or the lower Missouri. I think the river flows are just not going to change that much, and when they do change, it's going to be very temporary. The odds are very good that we'll see other precipitation events moving across the Midwest as we move on out in time. This system that occurs this weekend will be mostly out of the way by the time we get to Sunday afternoon, and it will weaken as it moves further to the east across the region. A second storm system will form in the Delta that will likely take place sometime on Sunday night or Monday. And from there, that storm system will move to the middle Atlantic coastal region. We could end up with some snow across parts of the Midwest, a little rain changing to snow, actually. Maybe a slight chance for a small pocket of freezing drizzle, freezing rain possible as well. The storm system will produce moisture totals anywhere from a few hundredths of an inch upwards to maybe 4 or 5 tenths of an inch. And we could see a few inches of snow accumulate if the storm system can get its act together and to be able to capitalize on a pocket of coolness that is likely to settle in behind the system. Right now, it looks relatively good that we could see snow across portions of the eastern Midwest. Not necessarily a major league storm system, but something that we should probably watch closely. Again, this will be the early part of next week. The next system after that will likely hold off for a little while longer. A cool front will cut through the region as we get into the end of next week and into the following weekend. It'll produce a few showers, but nothing too general across the region. Our temperatures are expected to stay relatively favorable across the region. I guess it's that time of the year we have to expect to see some coolness occur from time to time. The temperatures are still going to be warmer than average for many areas. Highs will be in the 30s and 40s across much of the region today. Tomorrow afternoon, we'll likely see highs mostly 40s and lower 50s, with the exception of the far northwestern parts of the Corn Belt, where we may end up seeing temperatures limited to the teens, 20s, and maybe a few lower 30s. As we move on out into Friday and Saturday, again, 40 and 50 degree highs will stay common, with some 20s and 30s in the far northwest. Our low temperatures at night are likely to be mostly in the 20s and some teens across a part of the region. As we move forward through the next two or three mornings, most of those teens will be in the far northwest corner of the Corn Belt, and most other areas will not be quite so cold. And again, we do not expect to see a significant amount of precipitation to occur, but there will be these two waves of energy that will likely bring moisture to the majority of the Midwest at one time or another, with the first event again being Friday into the weekend, the second event taking place in the early half of next week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Thank you very much, Drew. Let's go ahead and look at the electronic trade in Kansas City, December wheat. Again, not trading on the board as it has not all week. Usually opens when the outcry in the pit starts. The March wheat, 883.5, is up 2. December wheat in Chicago, 805.5, is up a quarter. March is 823, up 1.5. December corn, 723.75, down a half. July is trading 726.25, unchanged. March 14, 635, down 1.25. January soybeans, 1467.5, down 4.5. July, 1440.25, down 5.75. November of 13 at 1315, down 6.5. December soybean meal, 453.80, down 120. December soybean oil, 49.77, down 10 cents. December live cattle, 126.40, down 15. January feeders, 151.90, down 17.5. December lean hogs, 81.67.5, down 42.5. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Bill Mayer of Risk Management Commodities. Bill Gentry of Risk Management Commodities. He is in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Dave. Glad to be with you.
Just when you think that you know traders have been saying for a while, just wait for the new year, and Brazil and Argentina are going to run out of corn, and everybody is going to come to the U.S., and then futures will make their move. Well, this morning we get South Korea purchasing a huge shipment of corn, 238,000 metric tons, for shipment April and May,
correct,
and all of it potentially can come from South America.
Yeah, I think Argentina is probably the expected source there. And I know they had released some more licenses for export or increased the allowances for export, but here again, we just don't know what the tangible numbers are and what they have available. But, you know, as long as they do and we're priced over the world market, that's going to continue to occur.
Well, it doesn't appear that this market, if you look at it on the futures, is going anywhere but sideways.
I think that that's a good read, observation under the circumstances. Our domestic price, when you think about our export expectations, it only being basically a billion bushels, maybe a hair better than that, you know, and you're looking at a production figure of 10 billion to 13 billion, somewhere in that neighborhood. You're only looking at 10% of your crop is available for export. 90% of our demand base is domestic. So all things considered with the ethanol and the livestock, you know, we really do not have to worry about additional export business to take care of things. Also note that USDA did not carry or raise the carryout yesterday on the absence of exports. I think that that was somewhat telling that they are more concerned about the supply side of this argument. I know the market continues to say demand, 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 but it's not exports. It's domestic.
Meanwhile, the wheat market has calmed down after its huge drop yesterday. Numbers that came out from WASDE probably had people on the wrong side of the wheat market.
Sure. I think it was quite a surprise to see the exports in wheat cut 50 million bushels, and that went straight down to the bottom line. But yesterday's break actually got us very competitive in the world market. There was some activity in the tenders market last night, and it wouldn't surprise me to see the U.S. get some business in some of the global tenders.
Yeah, South Korea looking for 24,000 and a little bit more of U.S. wheat for April, May delivery. So perhaps that lower price will spark some more export delivery for wheat, and certainly it could use it. It's been running way behind on an annual basis.
Certainly, and the fact that from a technical perspective, last night you dropped down to the 200-day moving average, and now you've recovered and you're starting to trade slightly positive on the day, or at least occasionally positive, is technically constructive as well.
And a quick word on soybeans before we let you go.
Weather in South America, there was some rain prospects, but they seem to have diminished. I'd say some guys think that the weather down there is ideal. I say there's no problem short term, and see what kind of production figures they can come up with next month.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you, Dave.
Bill Gentry of Risk Management Commodities, and he is in Lafayette, Indiana. Current tick, December corn, 7.23¾, down a half. July, 7.26, down a quarter. January beans, 14.67¾, down 4¼. November 13.13¹, down 6½. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 9:01 Central Time.